This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hiya.
Hello, hello. Hello, it's me. There's a lot of good music built on just the opening line, hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? That was a song from the Doors.
Yeah. Hello, is it me you're looking for?
Yeah, that's another great one. Okay, it's the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Happy to be along with you, connecting with lots of folks around the country, whether it be on social media, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter is Good Day On Air, and our new Doug line is 855-999-DOUG. It isn't new at all. We've had it for a long time. Just haven't really used it. But people are playing with it, and they call sometimes, and they don't really know what to do, as is exemplified by this caller.
Am I on? Hello.
Okay. Now, after he hung up, he called back again. Oh, there, we got to find. Push the other button there, James. Listen, if it doesn't come on top of the last one, then it's not worth. It's fun. It'll be fun and important to a point for you to express yourself that way. It's just nice.
You know what we should do? We should change the outgoing voicemail message. Have you ever called somebody and their message is like, hello? Hey, yeah. I'm not here right now. And it's that pause. And it's like, hey, I'm not here right now, but leave a message. And you've already started talking like, hey, how are you? And
right.
Continues on.
Well, we can do like you do. Hi, it's Jay, and you've reached me on my phone line. I just love.
Oh,
can I call you? Hi.
My favorite part is if you'd like a quicker response, please text me.
Right, exactly. I don't listen to my phone calls. All right, so James has found this fellow realizes what he's done, so here he is with the second call.
As a young man, I remember listening to Eisenhower's farewell speech to the country, and one of the last things he said was, beware of the military-industrial complex. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. And that was something, a point I made. I hope that we don't have to be that. Yeah. This is not discriminatory about age, but those of us who remember, see, this is one of the problems with the school system. The fact that we're not teaching history, we're teaching people how to be woke, and we're teaching them about their sexuality, but where's the math, where's the English, where's the history, where's the science, where's learning about yourself, your body? The military-industrial complex. Eisenhower was probably the first kingpin as the director of Allied forces in Europe in World War II. He had first-hand experience, so he saw what they did, and they are doing it now even more so than they did then. So that's something, yes, thank you, sir, for reminding us. Help yourself, 855. Say it again, Jay.
That shows how far back it goes.
Yep, 855-999-DOUG. I have to go back to Kool-Aid for a minute before we go on into some other issues like the federal debt. We were talking in the Farm Food and Family Report about Kool-Aid, and I don't think as I look more deeply into what Kool-Aid does or can do, if you weren't listening, you can go back into the GoodDayShow.com archives for today and listen to it. The point I was trying to make is you can use Kool-Aid for lots of different things. You can put it in the detergent section in your dishwasher, and it will clean the dishwasher and the stuff that you've got in the dishwasher. Let's see here. It cleans toilets. It can be used as a dye in paint. When you add it to plain yogurt, it becomes a finger paint. How about that? Let's see here. It gets the scratches out of CDs. You can clean off coffee filter paper with it. You can lubricate a bicycle chain with it. Let's see here. Anyway, there's a lot of... you can use it to get rid of dandruff.
It's the cleaning stuff. It's the using
tie-dye your shirt.
It gets me.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Well, here's the thing, though, with tie-dye. If you are tie-dye, because I have done this before, especially with Kool-Aid and with food coloring, if you tie-dye a shirt with that, mm-hmm. as soon as you wash that shirt, your designs are gone.
Right. All right. Well, anyway, it's Kool-Aid. It gives new meaning to the expression of drinking the Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Going along with that. So let's talk about the federal debt. The projections that have come as they grow every day. We are now several $1 trillion ahead of where we were when this whole debate got started. And most of, if you do the research and look around, most of the costs are veterans benefits that are being increased and the rate hikes we have to pay. We're shooting ourselves in the foot. Think about it this way. The Fed is increasing the rate of interest being charged on loans, which the federal government has to pay as it borrows money as the biggest borrower in the world. In the history of the world, nobody has borrowed as much money as the federal U.S. Treasury has at the moment.
Zero sense.
Right. So we're costing ourselves, we should exempt ourselves from the rate hikes in some way, shape, or form. So anyway, the president is now trying to steer the debate about fiscal responsibility, I would call it fiscal irresponsibility, away from these two programs, the veterans benefits and Social Security, and then put it on other things. We have the military industrial complex is where we have the most rapid spending growth. Now, the Social Security thing, you know, if you're going to look and if you're going to come down on the side of something, obviously the folks who are taking Social Security are the biggest group of voters. So somebody's got to be aware of that. Somebody's going to wake up Biden to that. And so he's making points as he goes back and forth with the Republicans over taxes and spending and raising the debt by isolating out Social Security. Well, politicians love to do this. Because then it sort of reminds me of the same approach when there was a move afoot to kill all of the federal money that was going to public radio and NPR and PBS and stuff, the public broadcasting system. So Hillary Clinton gets into an interview and she says, "Oh no, they're going to cancel Barney. Oh my God, can you imagine? No more Barney. What the hell are you talking about?" Like, the only money that came from the feds was used to produce Barney. But it was smart because you're focusing on one thing that everybody knows about, everybody can identify, and then they say, "My God, no! You're going to cancel Barney?" And the same thing is true here. We're going to cut Social Security if we don't add to the debt. Never mind. This is how phony these people are. All of the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse that is so much a part of every department. Nobody ever gets fired. None of the laws are ever sunsetted. It's just they vote them in, and it goes on and on and on.
And they exempt themselves from everything. How many lawsuits or other things are going on behind closed doors that just get brushed under a rug? Again, it's what we've been talking about. I feel like most of the morning, look at what the right hand is doing so you don't see what the left hand is doing, or vice versa.
Distraction.
Like thing.
Right. So there are some forecasts that came out yesterday from the Congressional Budget Office showing that Medicare and Social Security spending has outpaced the growth in tax revenues over the past few years. And that's because those of us who are baby boomers have reached retirement age. I haven't, but some who are my age have decided they're going to retire. So they're going to take Social Security and go off into the sunset. So the more retirees that we have, and because of the fact that they are, as I said a moment or two ago, a strong electoral force, the politicians won't touch this with a 10-foot pole. And Biden knows it, so that's why he's appealing to you. If you're over the age of 62, then you're the one he's talking to. You can't let these people cut your benefits. Like that's the only thing that's going to be cut or the only thing that's going to be affected. But somebody has given him a smart message, and he says, "Look, if we don't do this, we're going to have to spend a lot more money to fix the problem." And the Republicans aren't going to help you either, because instead of cutting the budget, which is what the Republicans want to do, that's what McCarthy said, let's cut spending where we can. No, Biden says the Republican plan will drive the debt up by $3 trillion. So who do you believe? What do you know, and how do you know it? That's the question. But all I know is that these projections certainly will intensify the fight over moving the debt ceiling up. And because they're politicians, they can smooth it over and they get attention from the news media. And away it goes. Right? Here we go into another no-win situation.
It's such a scary thought.
Yeah, there's no winning this. They just keep spending. So, anyway. Apparently, the latest stuff floating around, pardon the pun, about the Chinese balloon is it was actually sent to spy on military bases in Guam and Hawaii. We have a military base, the Anderson Air Force Base in Guam, where this program is heard on K-57. I remember going when I went to, I've been to Guam a couple of times, and when I went there once, I went out, John Anderson, who, God love him, was the morning host and the program director of the radio station, spent a couple of days with me taking me around the island, and we went to Anderson Air Force Base, a huge complex, was built before World War II as a way for us to make sure that we were able to stop the Japanese in their tracks. All of that stuff around that area of the South Pacific was very important strategically for us. Anyway, so the Chinese sent the spy balloons to Guam and also to Hawaii, where, of course, Pearl Harbor, there, so they could see what's going on. They're very sensitive. But back to what Jay said a while ago, are we ever going to know what really were the components of this spy satellite? What was there? How was it built? From whom did the parts come? Because there's some people that say they were American parts.
Yeah,
isn't that, won't that be raw when you get down to it? We have so much Chinese junk that appears in our technology. If the Chinese used our technology to build a, a satellite to spy on us, there you go. Think about that. 18 after the hour.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
We'll be right back. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let's get at it here, 23 after the hour. It's social media time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Your thoughts, your comments. So Jay has posted at DougSteffen.com a driving, it's kind of a driving course. And so
these are things people need to know.
If you've never heard about the zipper merge before, perhaps you might explain what's there and then what sort of reaction we're getting from people as they see what the zipper merge is all about. Actually, when you look at it, if you go to the if you go to our page, the Good Day Show page, gooddayshow.com, actually you see this on Facebook. The Facebook address is Good Day Radio Show. So you see how the zipper merge works, and it does look like a zipper when you look at it this way.
It does when it's done properly. It's anytime you're in a construction zone or anywhere where you see two lanes merging into one, and what typically happens is people want to get over into the other lane as soon as possible, and then it creates a backup in the one lane while the other lane just has all this open road that should be usable. You're supposed to go all the way up until it's time to merge, and then you just alternate cars, like one car goes in, and then another car goes in right after the car that's already in that lane. And it's kind of like alternating, taking turns. And that keeps traffic actually flowing, using up all the road rather than having that unused space.
Yeah.
And just blocking things up. It looks like a zipper.
It does. John Nielsen says many people don't like those who do it correctly and stay in the second lane until the end. A lot of people don't know how to drive. Yes, sir, you're right about that. And they don't know the rules, and you're right about that. Don't get me started on roundabouts. Yeah, me too on that.
The traffic. Going through that. Yes, that will be the next lesson.
Good God. We have a couple of new ones. The feds have mandated that roads be changed so that they just can't fill out or flow into another road. You have to have an abrupt stop. And so that's being done all around the country. If you want federal funds for your road work, then you got to do the road work the way they want you to do it. So anyway, it's ungamunga. All right, let's see.
We also need to talk about very quickly, if there is a traffic light and the power is out, it becomes a four-way stop.
So
just keep going. It becomes a four-way stop. I have seen so many near accidents because people just fly right through them.
Yep. All right, we've asked you to give us your take on the UFOs that may or may not be above our country. This is, of course, connected to the Chinese spy balloon. Stephen J. says, you can read. You want to read these? You want me to read them? It's up to you. Yeah, I'm looking at Stephen J.'s.
Here's Stephen J.'s. Stephen J.'s. There's Stephen. Stephen says, I think it's fun to think about, but seems ironic if there were sophisticated, if they were sophisticated enough aliens out there. Here, I have to interrupt you, Stephen. I feel like UFOs are so synonymous with extraterrestrials anymore.
Yeah.
Where it's really just an unidentified flying object that could be originated.
Some of them.
Yes. It's one of those. It's open to interpretation, but the mind always goes to aliens. All right. So I think it's fun to think about it, that there's sophisticated life in aliens to get here, and they would not have self-technology that is not several steps beyond ours. I like the theory they invented computers, i.e. technology. This is well beyond the vast majority of what makes us fix them or understand it. The omnipresent. No, it's all poop emoji. There are billions of mini satellites in our hands right now, seeing and hearing everything and controlling our mind, i.e. smartphones.
There you go. All right, let's see. What is Will Scopa says? UFCOs, unidentified flying Chinese objects. Yeah, there we go. We've added, we just threw an extra letter in there. Let's see. Leonard Hoffman says, yes, Doug, you're right. Of course I'm right. Donald Trump was not presidential. He was more childish than anything. This is something that has nothing to do with that, but it's another insight from people. I don't have to be right. You don't have to agree with me if you don't want to. If you do, great. You can share that or not.
Aliens came. They saw and they said, we're leaving.
Yeah, right. They looked at Donald Trump as president and thought, oh, see ya. 28 past the hour.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com. And you...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Doctors declared 80-year-old President Biden healthy and fit for duty after a physical examination that included removing a lesion from his chest and declaring him free of symptoms of long COVID on Thursday. Senator John Fetterman's doctor claimed during his election campaign he was fit for office. That's not the case with the Democrat from Pennsylvania. Fetterman checked himself into Walter Reed National Military Medical Center to receive treatment for clinical depression.
His chief of staff, Adam Gentleson, said in a statement, while John has experienced depression off and on throughout his life, it only became severe in recent weeks. Fetterman suffered a stroke last year before winning the Pennsylvania Senate race. Earlier this month, his office said he was hospitalized after feeling lightheaded, but the test ruled out another stroke. I'm Dave Collins.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. Now 34 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with me, Doug Steffen, and with her, Jay Kirshner. With her, she's, what are you a her or a she? How do we do you? You're her, she, they, what are you? What,
her, yeah. She? I'm a candy her, bar.
She's a candy
bar.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-bum. Okay, let's get to some good news. 23-year-old woman just set the challenge record for the fastest solo rowing across the Atlantic Ocean. She departed from the Canary Islands on the 10th of December. Her name is Miriam Payne. She rowed 59 days, 16 hours and 36 minutes before she arrived in Antigua. The extraordinary feat accomplished to raise money for a charity that focuses on the well-being of women in their body and their mind.
So that's a cool thing.
Yeah.
Imagine what her back and her arms must look like after all that rowing.
You know, that was, and I am pretty, I'm usually like, let's not comment on other people's bodies, but that was my first thought too, Doug. Like,
yeah.
How
the muscles,
her back muscles, her shoulder muscles.
Yep. Yeah. She had a problem, as you would imagine, sleep deprivation. How do you sleep when you're in a rowboat crossing the Atlantic Ocean? Thank you. She had hallucinations. She was hungry, ran out of food.
Someone had to battle strong winds. And she rowed to keep on pace to set the record for the female record. She had to row for 15 hours a day, every day.
Average temperature in the ocean, 86 degrees, where she, I would bet that she went, if she went down in Antigua, she probably followed there's a current that runs from the North Sea, north of England, down into Florida and south of there, and now I can't remember what it's called. But anyway, the current she might have been in that probably helped.
Probably there was a moment where she was worried she wasn't going to set the record because she rode for 18 hours one day and made it less than 10 miles.
Yeah, right. So that is a problem in and of itself. It was sponsored by the Talisker Whiskey Company. It was their Atlantic Challenge, described as the toughest endurance event on Earth. All food, water, and other necessities had to be brought with her. There was nobody. Now, was there somebody following her in a trail boat? Because sometimes that happens when you're doing this sort of thing. You go out and you are doing the work, but there's somebody close by that helps you in case you get into trouble. So that would make some sense, I think, right? In this circumstance, rowing 15, 16, 17, 18 hours a day. Good God. All right. Last night on the Masked Singer, I don't usually watch these shows, and I didn't, but I saw a lot of people talking about it on social media, so I thought I'd dig in. Because,
well, spoiler alert.
Yeah, we're going to spoil. Anybody who hasn't seen Tough, you know, because we're going to talk about what happened last night. Thank you.
The masking.
Yes. So the oldest person that had been on the program prior to last night's guest was William Shatner, who is 91, I think. He was on the show last year. And so they thought, just as you thought, they couldn't get anybody older
or more legendary.
Right. Here we come. Dick Van Dyke, Emmy winner, Tony winner, Grammy winner, SAG winner, stage and screen star. He was the person unmasked. So they have yet to unmask Dustin Hoffman, Robert De Niro, Mel Brooks. All those people have been guests, but they haven't been the people behind behind the mask, if you will. So who's Robin Thicke on the show, right?
Jenny McCarthy.
Wahlberg, married to Donnie Wahlberg. Ken, how do you pronounce the name? Zhang? How do you pronounce that guy's name?
Ken Jeong.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah.
He was a doctor before he became
a
comedic
actor. Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so there's that. Now we've spoiled it for people who haven't seen the show. Sorry. Too bad. The FBI. Now, here, your tax dollars at work. Here we go again. The FBI has gone back to Joe Biden's house to see if he's got some more stuff hidden away. And they've also gone to the University of Delaware, where his Senate papers are held. The investigation continues into his handling of government documents. What a load of crap. Jeepers, crow, have we got nothing better? So what? Who cares? Biden, Trump, any of them, Kamala Harris. Well, she can't really read. Oops, should I have said that?
What?
Yeah, right.
There's weird static. I didn't hear anything. What?
Good, okay, yeah. Anyway, so there's that. The Justice Department also says today they're not going to prosecute Representative Matt Gaetz from Florida after investigating him on suspicion of sex trafficking. This is really weird. George Sand, we have such wonderful people who represent you in Congress. Isn't it great? Sex traffickers. Oh, well, he was found not guilty. Well,
these people aren't just randomly appointed. They're voted in. That says a whole lot.
Yep, sure does. Here's some anger.
aimed at the mass shooter in Buffalo. The murderer of these people, the judge said, "I have no mercy for you." The families were angry, and they said it. So Peyton Gendron was sentenced to life in prison without parole. The judge said to this 19-year-old kid he deserved no mercy whatsoever. There were people in the families of the murder victims, of his murdering ways, lunged at him in the courtroom. A lot of emotion, as you can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
The judge imposed the mandatory sentence. No place for you.
Racist targeted attack.
Yep, or your evil ideologies in a civilized society. No understanding, no second chances. Yep, and does this... I had lunch with the chief of police in my town yesterday, and I asked him whether what had the most effect on people in terms of deterring crime. Was it arrests, prosecution, or sentencing? And he said, without a doubt, especially with the attitude and atmosphere that we have today where people are being let out of jail, you know, they're not being charged.
Overcrowding all the time.
Right, yeah. He said, the only thing that really works is, as a deterrent, is the sentencing and how much jail time or whatever the punishment is. And because the punishment isn't as strong as it used to be, there are more crimes. Makes sense, right, when you think it through? So, in this circumstance, does the publicity around this guy getting life in prison without parole, do you think it will deter anybody else? No, it doesn't deter anybody because... And if they're going to do it, they're mad to begin with. They're insane. They're out of their minds. They're not paying any attention to this stuff. So does that mean we shouldn't send people to jail for the rest of their lives? No. It means they ought to be all, they're not only people that do this, but drug dealers who are responsible for the deaths of people because they deal in drugs that are deadly. Those people should be in jail for the rest of their lives. Rapists, they should be in jail for the rest of their lives.
Anybody who has a crime against a child.
No mercy.
Absolutely.
Yep, no mercy whatsoever. So I think I made myself clear on that. I think I made myself clear.
Very clear.
All right, here we go to New Zealand for a moment. Four people have died as a result of Cyclone Gabriel. Is it Gabrielle or Gabriel? I guess Gabrielle is the female. And that's this looks like it's a translation is female.
Gabrielle.
Yeah,
I thought it was Gabriel.
A lot of flooding, a lot of landslides. Officials confirmed a child's body was found, too. This is Mother Nature.
Well, and here's the thing, the rain that came in that created all the flooding, people died before the cyclone even came.
Yeah.
People had been dying. It's so,
Yep, tough stuff. All right, what do we have for time? Yeah, I want to spend a minute or two on this. We talk about, I was looking at this story about the boys' soccer team, the captain who was rescued in a cave, dying at the age of 17. And I was thinking about, and then there's this Belgian soccer goalie, who's dead at 25, and you know, you look around at football, there's been a lot of death, and younger people dying, it seems, of late. I was talking on the air, I think, yesterday about my friend, Pat Adams, who died down in Dallas, and looking at her obituary. And I don't mean this to be crude, but I wonder whether folks think, when you are... and when you're saying goodbye to a loved one or you're looking for information about someone you knew, a loved one or otherwise, should obituaries have a lot more information about the person, how they died? I always want to know that. Even when we talk,
it's morbid,
off,
but curiosity is definitely. Right. And that information is listed in some of it. I think it's because people, if they want to add that information, they will, and they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of times it's just absolutely nothing.
Well, I think that brings me into thinking about when we die, what happens. You know, there are people who have been resuscitated who believe that they have gone to the afterlife and came back. And then there are those who say, nah, that's just an illusion. I don't know. I know what I believe about living after life. My own thoughts are that we continue, that we are reborn. In fact, that there is a way for one soul to move through various bodies and that sort of thing. I believe that we are souls in a human body. We are not bodies with souls. We are souls with bodies, if that makes sense. But some of the things that you read about, the lights, the tunnel toward the bright light, and there are a lot of doctors who say that the brain is being starved of oxygen, and that's why you see or experience what you think you are seeing or experiencing.
But what about the paranormal phenomena that happen to loved ones of these people? Like a loved one dies and somebody is in a completely different state and their lights flicker at that exact moment. Or a phone that is supposed to not be working or is not plugged in all of a sudden rings at that exact moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that there's more than just a little to what happens, whether you go out of your body, you come back into your body, you meet people who are dead. There are those. I have had many conversations on the air and off the air with people who were some people call them psychics. There are those who communicate with the dead, the so-called dead, and they can have a conversation. You can get readings from folks in certain circumstances where you're brought into connection with your mother or your brother who has passed or somebody that was close to you. Or I remember once in a quasi-seance, the woman running it said, do you recognize this person? She described my father. I think that when we die, the whole new world, frankly. 48 after the hour, this is a good day.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The hour now on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to answer your questions or to answer my questions. Not that we don't always have lots of questions, but these are sort of specific and they are directed. For example, here's a question about exercise. There are those, I didn't know that human beings could have fatty liver. I knew cows could have fatty liver because I've had cows over the years. My cows have sometimes come up with it, and a few cows have died of fatty liver disease. So what the heck is that, and what alleviates the problem of having liver fat?
This is a remarkably common problem. About 30% of adults worldwide have this. This is non-alcoholic fatty liver, and it can lead to some serious issues with the liver. And the good news is, this week out of the American Journal of Gastroenterology, is that moderate exercise, no more than that, and here in this study, 150 minutes per week, significantly reduced the risk of liver fat. So just another reason to get cleared for that moderate exercise each week.
All right, next question has to do with a pill that will bring relief from chronic constipation. So what is this? I'm looking at a reference to a vibrating pill. So I'm intrigued by that. You put the pill in your mouth and it vibrates? What is this?
Doug does think about vibrators, and this is another way to look at the vibrators. This is real, and this is FDA approved this in August of 2022. It's coming out this week. It's called Vibrant, V-I-B-R-A-N-T. It's a vibrating pill that may bring relief from chronic constipation. So if you have three or fewer bowel movements per week, it's indicated. If you have hard, difficult stools, who doesn't get that occasionally? This is an option when other pills haven't worked. There's no drug in this. It actually, you swallow it and it vibrates and it pushes its way through, and then you deposit it in the toilet with the bowel movement. And this is an interesting option. side effects. Actually, in the placebo had more side effects than the Vibrant. So if you're dealing with constipation and you have no easy solution, ask your doctor, because this week he or she finally can give you a prescription for a Vibrant. It's about $69 max out of pocket. If you have insurance, hopefully it'll be even less.
All right, speaking of this week, it's International Childhood Cancer Week. There are a network of parent organizations that go all across the world that help work on cancer in children to ensure that these youngsters with cancer get the best possible care. Are there great leaps? We've been talking about some things for adults, but are there leaps and strides because of hospitals like St. Jude's dealing with childhood cancer, Ken?
Yes and yes, St. Jude's does a great job. They're having great strides, but this is an area where, boy, if you have some extra dollars, it's a great place to put them to use, because there's still a need for more and more research.
400,000 children under the age of 20, every year diagnosed with cancer. That seems unbelievable. There's so much stuff in the air, that sort of thing. And most of them now, they have effective treatments for it, management methods, that sort of thing. But some of them, the stories you see on those commercials, wow, they really tug at your heartstrings. All right, next, the factors involved in your grip. People say to me, you have such a firm grip. Well, I use one of those gripping devices when I'm on the air. I squeeze it because it's good for the muscles in my hand. What happens if you don't have a strong grip, Ken?
Well, a real study published this week in Journal of Cachexia, Sarcopenia, and Muscle demonstrates that as you get older and you have a weaker grip, it just indicates you're going to have a shorter life. I think what it means is the rest of your body from head to toe is weaker, and it's demonstrated by your weak grip. So as you're getting older, out of middle age, and that grip is just getting weaker, just another good reason to get cleared, to get into the gym and get stronger.
Yeah, well, there's all kinds of ways of doing it, that's for sure. And as I was pointing out, I have this thing right here. It's a little, and I remember sometimes I have it in the car or the truck with me, and people have been in the truck, and they'd pick it up, and they'd squeeze it, or they'd try to, and they say, you can squeeze that? Yeah, I think that it's good for your hands, good for your forearms. It's a good circulatory measurement, if you will, right, for that part of your body as well. Good.
Yeah, helpful. Strong grip, longer life. Good
right.
job.
It sounds like a new slogan for a store, right? Strong, our doctor. This could be your new slogan. Stronger grip, longer life. There it is. Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Check him out at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. Down in Florida, this is Good Day Health.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.